We will return to our slide with the similes and continue with that on Saturday. With apologies and yet not with the same, I'm not going to wish everyone happy Thanksgiving because I want to take a moment and honor that today is a day of mourning for all the indigenous native peoples of Turtle Island, of this continent. And I just want to honor that. And as we all are, those of us who will be sharing in some sort of abundance of friendship or family and food and etc., that we pray forward through the day. Remember that there's a lot of beings, not just human beings, but there's a lot of human beings, a lot. And then there's animals and plants and rivers that don't meet the sea anymore. And mountains that don't have snow anymore, et cetera, wherever anybody wants to take that contemplation that is a very realistic and sobering contemplation on a day that is in the US, not a very sober day. And so just, pray it forward, pray your good fortune forward. Please, and maybe in your own heart, mind, doesn't need conversation and doesn't need certainly argumentation or anything like that. Just remember that for the native peoples of this continent, it's not a day of Thanksgiving. It's a day of mourning. It represents a lot of death and a lot of suffering. To this day. So this image is about interconnectedness, among other things. And it's a beautiful image. I love this image. And I love it and using it in my own contemplations for interconnectedness. As we look at it, it seems, we could look at it from the point of view of repetition, of sameness, and thus equality, equanimity, sameness of nature, sameness of presentation, which could lead to a very deep contemplation on sameness and one taste. And things like that, qualities, attributes of inner essence, like that. The combination of sparkly and round and straight and emanating, can lead anyone to actually very deep contemplations. And my wish today sitting in the US on this holiday? Is that there might be a conversation that it might be allowed to talk about connection, interdependence, where our food comes from, who was involved in it, the animals, the plants of our meal, the soil necessary for that, the clean water necessary for that, a relatively consistent weather system necessary for that. That friendship, friendship, love, family is about interconnection. That we are there for that. That's why we're there. We're together, sitting with others, as I'll be sitting together with neighbor friends, eating a vegetarian meal, interestingly. Because they are vegetarian and off-grid and all of that. And I think almost all of it from our gardens, too. So just that interdependence, interconnected, that's what this image very obviously, and emanations and emanating fields. So we smile, breathing the air that we are breathing. Air that has been breathed and is currently being breathed by every being on this planet. And this planet being a closed system, this air has been breathed by all the beings that ever existed. It's circulated around, it's transformed. Come back again. So we use our fact that we are breathing for the deep contemplation of all beings throughout space and time on this planet. We share life with them, even though their form might be gone in deep history. Our bones are made from their bones. The blood in our veins is made from the blood in their veins. Their happiness and joy, their sadness and suffering are right here in our lives too. Earth is a closed system. Everything circulates, everything recycles. And so we meditate. We contemplate on that for a few minutes and just do that from our breathing or even our body sitting here, bones, sinews, so forth. And so our contemplation becomes an honoring and is an honoring of the ancestors, the trilobites and the dinosaurs, the plankton in the sea that were there billions of years ago, the ancient ferns and conifers that now are fossil fuel. The leaves that fell from those first deciduous trees after the conifers and with them, that now are all the soil and all the fungi that became the soil too. Interconnected right now, in this now, contemplating this breath, this earth. Is to be in relation with the ancestors of this planet. And it is, our contemplation is also on the dewdrop that evaporates. The dewdrop, in the case of dinosaurs or ancient trilobites, the dewdrop lasted a long time, as we measure time now. But it did eventually evaporate. And we just, with marvelous wonder, you know, marvel at that. That teaching still applies. Dinosaurs lasted for hundreds of millions of years. There's still trilobites. They're in the ground now. You know, they're small little insects. But they're a form of trilobite. Crocodiles are still around. They are a form of dinosaur. And of course, all the birds that come from dinosaurs. But that teaching applies. And marvel at it, wonder with it. It's not a bummer. It's a wow. Because it means celebrate. Celebrate deeply. honor, respect, be amazed every moment. Because everything really is fleeting, no matter how you measure time. And so, because of interdependence and interconnected, there are always the non-two, non-dual. That abundance is what this planet is. Just look at the leaves that have fallen. Abundance. Uncountable. How many blueberries are on a blueberry bush? Uncountable. How many feathers were on the turkey that now is going to be on the table? Uncountable. Abundance is what this planet is. Countless rivers, clouds countlessly arise. Out of nowhere and dissipate again. Snowflakes, you can't count them. And you can't count how many mosquitoes are on a summer night. Nor how many are eaten by a bat, by a single bat. So abundance. And not its opposite, but the other end of the spectrum. call it whatever we want. And all its manifestations, the other end of the spectrum. And they are always together. The sky is without clouds and with clouds at the same time. We will eat. We will laugh. We will have joy today with friends and family, many of us. And that's not going on a lot of places for a lot of human beings, even maybe in our own neighborhood. So the non-two of that, every moment, so smile with that understanding. Smile that now, if it wasn't very obvious before, it's been stated. And now that obviousness will be with you all the time. We can smile with that because that means we won't take it for granted. We won't miss the abundance and miss celebrating it. Honoring the ancestors and remembering to pray forward for everyone that isn't experiencing that, every being that's not. We smile with that and feel our heart wide open to the amazement of this planet. A planet of riches and abundance that has always fed and nourished and clothed and sheltered every kind of being that has ever, ever, ever existed harmoniously and perfectly. And we can honor and respect and be wise that only we, the youngest kingdom on this planet, mucks that up. So as we all engage today, engage it with non-duality. That is to say, keep in mind, pray forward, even if dynamically from the silence of your heart and mind. Keep in mind the ancestors. Keep in mind that right now there's a lot of beings without that abundance. And share the good fortune. Reflect on the dewdrop quality of it, and reflect on the abundance of it all and of our planet. Bring it all to your meal, including camaraderie, love, friendship, family, if that's who you're with. And what is family? Even that contemplation as you're sitting around that table. So, as we complete, open your eyes and look at the image again. And as we feel your Om going either from the center out or from the periphery in, into go out again, out the other side, emanating out, sparkly, beautiful, radiant. Inviting these kinds of considerations to everyone sitting around a table, no matter where they are. Whether it's a day of mourning for them, or a day of celebration, or a combination of both, because there are many tables that will be remembering people who have died, and I'm not sitting at that table this year. So there's lots to consider as we say happy Thanksgiving to one another. Ooh. Ooh. Love you all. Create a beautiful day.